Dreamscape presents Inside One Author's Heart, a deeply personal sharing with my readers by Eugenia Price. Narrated by Nan McNamara. Introduction. In Chapter 1, you will find my version of what took place on St. Simon's Island, Georgia, on May 4th of the year 1991. When Doubleday, my publisher, celebrated the publication of Bright Captivity and my 75th birthday. But this book is also about much more. After all, years may have passed by the time you open it. Telling you about that unforgettable day is important because it was then that I first felt I had to write this book. In the other chapters, I have tried to pay sincere tribute to you, my faithful readers who have stayed beside me throughout my long writing life, by letting you into my world. Not long ago, one reader said, "Jeannie, we all feel as though we know you, but how we wish we knew you better, knew more of what you think and how you live, because even between books, you stay such a part of our lives." In these pages, I have simply tried to share myself, to give you, whose affection and loyalty and prayers have sustained me, a deeply personal idea of what this writer's life is like. I have also attempted to respond to a few of the questions you've asked most often. Some may think the effort too sentimental, even arrogant, on my part. So be it. For me, the writing has been a tough exercise in humility, at least as I understand its meaning. No one could deserve the kind of devotion you continue to give me, but you do go on giving it. This little book is between us. It is for you who read from the heart of this author who writes, not always superbly by any means, but always up to the very best she can do. I have been told that the special lasting bond that seems uniquely ours is rare. Experienced book people who know have told me that again and again. So, at age 75, which is supposed to be a kind of milepost, I really had no choice but to try to let you know the deep value to me of that bond. Part 1. Chapter 1. My Big Day on St. Simon's Island. Few can boast of a driver with a PhD. I can. At least I could on the perfect sunny morning of May 4th, 1991, when Dr. Jimmy Humphlett, on orders from his wife, Eileen, my assistant, rolled up our lane a few minutes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?